Greetings, fellow travelers, and welcome to What Would the Fire Do in our containment, our confinement, our stay at home during these unprecedented times. Before I began this, I actually applied some Lang Lang to my sternum to just assist my fire, right? My heart to ground and to anchor. And that is the key. The fire is, it's mobile. It's moving constantly. It's that part of us that connects and allows our spirit to authentically express itself. You know, in balance, this is how we have true intimacy, how we allow for relationships to be balanced and connected and transparent and one of truth and trust. The fire element also pertains to our conscious awareness. The heart is the monarch in the body. And there's no democracy in Chinese medicine, kind of like in China, where rather the heart was the monarch and every other organ system served the heart and will even, in some levels, sacrifice itself for the heart. Meaning, for some individuals, they might have a lot of UTIs or even, a pericarditis, where the pericardium and the small intestine are also related to the fire element. There's ways that the body tries to channel away heat that exacerbates the fire. If there's too much fire going on, we experience anxiety. It can lead to panic attacks, insomnia. Again, all of those circulation issues, the cardiovascular issues, imbalances with our arteries or our veins. The fire is also what is hoping to regulate our temperature. So in these times of unprecedented unknown, the fire aspect is what is trying to settle itself amidst what I call, you know, the collective angst, right? That we not only have what we walked into this moment of time with, but also what is happening now and the unforeseen future. So to balance the fire, it is important to really look at and to discern what are the relationships that nourish you. When the fire is out of balance, it's really easy to, you know, they're the individuals that have three Facebook feeds and are on Instagram every 2 minutes. They're the individuals that panic if you haven't responded to a text in 2 seconds. Out of balance, the fire is seeking a lot of validation outside of itself. And our journey as we are in this, what I like to call more of a physical, you know, reclusion, a physical distancing, we're really being invited to have absolute, authentic connection. And I would just invite everyone, as what I like to call energy management, that part of what the fire needs to do in this containment time is to really discern when you feel able to handle anybody else's stress, panic, overwhelm. Because if you feel that another individual's imbalance feeds your fire, meaning you get off the phone or Zoom or whatever, and literally you've got a shortness of breath, your heart is racing, you feel unsettled, there can be a dizziness, even a dissociation. I would say anybody who has been challenged in balancing PTSD, anxiety, insomnia, relationship betrayal, these are the individuals that are much more vulnerable at this time. But part of the ways in which we balance is how do we learn to really deeply listen and perhaps get to know our heart, our spirit, our core? And, you know, as we're looking at this, we're really being asked to engage appropriately, to perhaps, you know, individuals who have a lot of fire. They can be like, you know, drama queens, and their eyes are kings or whatever. You know, their eyes are jutting back and forth. They can talk a lot. They can gossip. They can be way too involved in other people's dramas. And that is just something that we're all really asking ourselves of, are we serving the collective by adding to that? For some people who are perhaps way too extroverted and way too involved in the world, you know, they're lucky that there is technology that helps them connect. But are they adding to the collective fear and drama and feeding of crisis? Or are they allowing a heart wisdom to speak of a calming wisdom, of a faith that we are all born to be in these times? So to balance the fire, and again, I'll be delving more into different ways in the future. There are certain essential oils that come to mind. But first and foremost, it is so imperative for a fire element to hydrate. Water cools the fire. Water puts out the dried up, burning out flames, the nervous exhaustion, right? It's allowing that water to soothe, to cool, to ground. And the earth element, our digestion, is another way to help us anchor by nourishing ourselves. So what we choose to eat can really be supportive. So again, neutral, the whole grains. You know, again, often the American diet has a lot of processed foods in it. You know, maybe this is the time we're eating organic brown rice and beans, and, you know, with really good warming cardamom and ginger and coriander spices to really nourish our digestion's capacity to then bring energy and blood to the heart. So other ways to balance the fire is to look at the oils like rosemary or lavender. But also rose is something that really nourishes the core. Melissa can be something, you know, if there's discomfort in your physical heart. Patchouli can help ground and anchor. I always find that vetiver is very rooting for me. So I actually have that with the Lang Lang on. Blood orange can help soften the heart. And again, ways in which we help balance the fire is sleeping. Sleeping as much as we can. If you felt burnt out by 2019, this, you know, forced sequester and retreat could be the optimal time to just nap, to replenish, to be quiet, to listen within. And of course, you know, those who had like therapeutic supports, it is awesome that you are still able to do AA meetings online, to reach out to therapists, to connect with people that are supportive. But I feel these times are having us all look at how do we ground, anchor, and balance ourselves? How do we step up into this precipice of consciousness unfolding in a way we never imagined, and yet that is also the fire. How do we start imagining and opening up to listen to our heart's unfoldment of how to be here now to honor, to nourish, to cherish us all? So thank you for listening, and tomorrow I shall share the earth element. And I too, please be patient. I'm learning different ways of technology and hope to begin a podcast as soon as I am able. So be gentle, sip on starlight, and giggle.